When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I know stories of, like, my vacation, probably the most boring thing in the world to people who are, like, slogging into work right now. You're trying to, it's 13 degrees outside, you're driving in, you're stuck in traffic on the pike or something like that, but I gotta tell you, it was good being away. Really good being away.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't start off that way. I was listening, it was a week ago today, right? We flew out Monday morning. Kathy and I went to Puerto Rico, and we flew Monday morning. It was about this time we were in the shuttle, the Logan Express, to take us to the airport. First thing that happens, the guy, first of all, we checked bags. This is always a discussion in our house whether we're going to check a bag, because you pay $40 to check a bag, but you're only going for 4 or 5 days. Do you need to bring all that stuff?
Well, yes.
We both needed to bring all that stuff.
Yes,
so we both checked bags. Guy takes my bag out of the Logan Express, bam, puts it down. One of the wheels on the suitcase breaks right off.
Stop it.
Yeah, so that was the whole time through the airport is... You know how all the bags
what
have
the
wheels
hell?
On them, and you.
Did you say something to him?
No, I mean, what
did
are you
he say?
Do?
Was he like, "Oh, I'm so sorry," or like?
Yeah, he was definitely sorry.
Oh,
definitely
okay.
knew. He was like, "Oh, sorry, man. Got another bag right here." Like, he's got 50 bags to bring off this thing.
Yeah, I
you
guess.
Know? So it was like this hobbled, three-wheeled suitcase that I'm bringing through every airport on the way to, you know, to get it checked. Then, and this is the point. Do you guys know what vacation brain is?
Yes.
You know
yes.
what that expression is
yes.
like? You just lose yourself because you're so relaxed. You're going to be away. You just forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing at the airport when you go, you put the phone, you put the boarding passes are all on your phone. You pull up the app, you put the boarding pass on the little scanner thing so you can print the bag ticket.
Tags
that you're going to put on your bag. I print one for Kathy. I print one for me. We put it on. How do you, it's a whole complex thing and peeling the thing off and putting it on so it, you know, we do that. We go, we bring the bags to the line. I see a short line. I'm like, success. We're going to make security on time. The guy goes, let me see your boarding pass. I go, where's my phone? Where's my phone?
No.
Where's my phone? I left it on the machine 10 minutes ago that you scan it when you put it on the glass.
Oh, no.
I go running over there. It's not there.
This is the second time you lost your phone in the last
week.
I
know. There's a
lapse.
There's a gap there somewhere. I must get nerves. So vacation brain. That's what I'm blaming it on. Yeah. Vacation brain.
Where was your phone, though? Where was it?
A guy had it in his hand. A guy went to use the same machine, must have picked it up.
Oh,
he was looking for security. And I have this little button on my, if you have an Apple Watch, you know, you can push a button on your Apple Watch and your phone will beep.
So was he looking for where the beeping was? Like, was he walking?
He had it in his hand, and I'm like hitting this button frantically, and my phone's like beeping, and I'm running or like looking. Where's the beeping coming from? And this guy has it in his hand, and I go, "It's my phone." He was very happy to return it.
Yeah. And well, he probably knew, like, "Oh God, this guy must be freaking out."
Yeah.
Whoever's phone.
At this point, is Kathy's her eyes rolling in her head?
That's exactly.
She's like, "Oh, this again."
We're at the front of the baggage check line, and I disappear entirely to go find my phone.
Oh,
and she's like, "Okay, here we go
again."
I go back. Thinking we're holding up the line, blah, blah, blah. She somehow managed, she had the boarding passes on her phone. So she managed to get the bags checked and she was relaxed sitting in a chair when I got my phone back.
So. Yo, hey, what's up?
She's like, I got this taken care of.
Yeah. It's unlike me to be.
It is unlike you, but.
But this always happens when you're going on a trip. So
no,
I think.
I have airport anxiety and I get a little bit, Tom always goes, every time you're in an airport, it's like the first time you've ever been there. I get anxiety.
And you are an incredibly successful,
confident,
type A.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think of myself that way, too.
You
I don't know what
are.
The hell happens to me when
I'm
I get in an
way.
Airport. But you're. I think it's something about, like, we're in the wrong line.
There's so many rules. And it's like they're scary rules.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, waiting in line at Dunk's. It's like.
Right. Like, don't put your bag down. It can't be unattended. Oh. Don't do this. Don't look.
There's a lot of weird.
Yes.
Scary.
I mean, that's a whole other thing when we got to TSA. We didn't totally unpack the laptop and the iPad and put it in separate. Ben
oh my like, God! Yeah,
so. Phone is back.
Shoes off.
Right
shoes
in the
off.
Get the shoes off. And the belt. Get the belt off too.